The U.S. appeals for unity at the U.N. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. Secretary of State Antony Blinken urging other nations to join the U.S. and send a clear message to Russia to stop making nuclear threats after President Putin vowed to use all means available to defend his territory as the war in Ukraine continues.
Not to ease tensions, but to escalate them through the threat of nuclear weapons. Not to work toward a diplomatic solution, but to render such a solution impossible by seeking to annex more Ukrainian territory through sham referenda.
This during a meeting of the UN Security Council where Russia remains a permanent member with veto power. NATO today joining the condemnation of planned votes tomorrow in Russian-occupied areas of Ukraine. Bermuda expecting a strong glancing blow from Category 4 Hurricane Fiona, while islands hit earlier this week try to recover, including the U.S. territory of Puerto Rico.
We are with you. We're not going to walk away.
President Biden spoke to Puerto Rico's governor from the FEMA office in New York City. The island territory is starting another recovery 5 years after Hurricane Maria ravaged it. The president says many people are already on the island,
including search and rescue teams, bilingual disaster survivor assistance teams, and U.S. Corps power restoration experts.
New York City and state, with among the largest populations of Puerto Ricans away from the island, is sending responders to help.
Fox's Gernal Scott. A new lung cancer drug is rejected by a panel.
FDA advisors voted against recommending poziotinib for treating a rare form of lung cancer. The panel citing concerns about the dosage and efficacy of the experimental drug from Spectrum Pharmaceuticals. Documents released by the FDA this week indicate poziotinib would be the least effective targeted therapy for lung cancer compared to other treatments currently on the market.
Fox's Steve Rappaport. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Israel takes its turn at the United Nations, the Prime Minister urging others to speak out against Iran, also discussing the potential for Mideast peace.
Israel's Prime Minister Yair Lapid asked the UN member nations, when has silence ever stopped violence? He said there's only one UN member country that openly declares it wants to destroy another, and that is Iran, as officials there have stated their desire to destroy Israel.
We will do whatever it takes. Iran will not get a nuclear weapon. We will not stand by while there are those who try to kill us. Not again.
He said he does back a two-state solution with Palestinians on one condition, that their state be peaceful and not used to launch attacks against Israel, as he said Gaza is used now. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Lawyers for former President Trump have just over a week to declare their final objections to the government's description of what the FBI seized from his Florida estate. The judge overseeing a third-party review setting the deadline and also giving the Justice Department until Monday to confirm its version of the inventory. Shopping for Halloween and Christmas at the same time as major retailers start the holiday season countdown already.
Target is kicking things off earlier than ever, running its first set of holiday deals October 6th. And if you find a cheaper price elsewhere, Target says it will match it throughout the season. Walmart is dangling perks like curbside returns, even doorstep returns for monthly members, not to mention marking half of their top toy list under $50. And their biggest rival, Amazon, rumored to have a second Prime Day in October to juice sales and deplete bloated inventories.
Fox Business's Lauren Simonetti. Stocks slip as the dust settles after the latest Fed rate hike to fight inflation, the Dow dropping 107, the NASDAQ, today's biggest loser, down more than 1%. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.